The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, who's been wonderful on this presidential election as to where we are. Only a matter of days to go. Where are we, Harley?
Well, I think both of the campaigns have pretty well got their message distilled. For Hillary Clinton, the message is Donald Trump isn't ready to be the president. Dire things would happen if he were elected, and that's what she's been saying all day long for the last few days. Trump's rather well-distilled message is Hillary Clinton is a crook. She's dishonest. Don't let her near the Oval Office. So they say the same things for different reasons. There's plenty of grist for both of those mills, without any doubt. The other thing I thought was really interesting, when you look at the polls, all of the latest polls show a really tight race for president. CBS's latest poll with the New York Times says it's only a 3-point difference. But the Real Clear Politics average, which is also out, shows that Hillary Clinton has a comfortable lead in the all-important Electoral College.
That's the issue.
Things could change. But as it now stands, she's looking at 294 votes, I think it is, and she needs 270 to win. So that could be a cakewalk.
See, I've said all along, I think you're right, that there are 19 states, and I won't enumerate them here, and you're familiar with them, but which the Democrats have won in all of the last 6 presidential elections. Now, it's hard to believe she'll lose any of those. If she were to win them in Florida, now I know Florida's line ball, but I'm just using that as an example, that would make 20 states, that gets her over the line. Now, she doesn't need any of the others if she were to win those 19 in Florida. So there's a lot of speculation about polls and all the rest of it, but it is electoral college votes at the end of the day, isn't it?
It is. That's the whole goal, the whole ball game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And ultimately, the question is who's going to be able to turn that around. Mm. He has to take some states away from her. There are some that are in play. Mm. They're called, iffy. Yeah. Could go either way, but I'm not buying it.
No.
I mean, I actually think she's going to walk away with it.
Yeah, I think you're right. The antitrust investigation into generic drug manufacturers, this could go anywhere.
It will. It's going to go someplace because, so much of the generic drugs have been high priced.
And
saying,
yes.
Why in the world would they be high? They're not even supposed to be. That's the whole point of giving them the right to put out generic drugs so that they'll be less expensive. So there's been this investigation that's going on, and there's a report today, it's actually out by Bloomberg, that says that by the end of the year we'll probably see the first charges, criminal charges, against some of these drug makers.
Yep, extortion. Absolute extortion and dishonesty. You've got to give us a Friday story on the poker machine.
Yeah, well, would have been a life-changing visit to the penny slot machine. Katrina Bookman's her name. She even dashed out a selfie with a display behind her which said she had won $42,949,642.76. So now she's threatening to sue Resorts World Casino because they said, now that was a malfunction of the display. She actually got $2.25.
Instead of what?
Instead of 42 million in change, almost 43 million. The New York State Gaming Commission examined the machine. They said it's true. It was a malfunction. Mm. So, to coin the phrase, she's out of luck.
Yes, Harley. You've always got the story to end the week. Thank you for everything. Look forward to catching up next week. There he is,
right.
Harley in the United States of America, 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.